see my baby boy with him.
The thing with you is, though, you don't like try to be like different, though. It's like,
nah, yeah,
there's
no,
some people
no,
that
yeah,
want
to
be
that
different.
Want to try to be different. Yeah, that's true too. Yeah, no. I'll never go and try some shit just to do it, like just to do it. If it calls me, like if I just gravitate to it, like with them glasses, I just gravitated to it, and I was like, dog, this is the shit, and I just bought it. But like, I think, where's my mom? Oh, she's not even here. I think the first thing I gravitated, like shit like that, was this cup that I had. It was given to me actually. By one of my mom's friends. It was like this cowboy glass cup. No funny. It was like a cowboy boot. And my mom thought it was the ugliest shit ever. And she was like, yo, like, I think something came in it, like candy, whatever. And she was gonna throw it out. I was like, nah. Keep it. Like, keep it, and like, that'll be my cup to drink like everything and anything out of. Like the cowboy cup. It's just like different. Like, it's just different. Like, I'm like, every time, like, you know, sit down, like, eat breakfast or whatever, it's gonna be like plate of eggs and shit, and then bam, a cowboy cup, start my day. Yo, it's like fucking great, man. Like, just,
you still have the cup?
Creative shit. No, man, that freaking cup cracked, and then it was replaced with this like super huge glass boot. Like, I had it like this big, bro, and I used to drink shit out of it all the time, but then that broke when I moved, funny enough. And then I just, there hasn't been anything else that's like caught my eye like that. But
it's funny.
Yeah, bro. I mean, I gravitate to a lot of different off the wall shit. But yeah, I'll never try it. Like, I'll never try to do some shit like that. If it calls me, it calls me.
There's some people that do that. That they be like,
that shit's lame, bro. That shit's super lame. It's, you gotta like, I feel like if you do that, then you're kind of lying to yourself as to, like, who you are. You know what I'm saying? Because you're just doing it because you're forcing yourself to do it. You're not doing that because you, like, actually enjoy what it is.
Yeah.
We're back. I'm hype. I'm not even going to lie, bro. I'm hype because this is, like, this is April wrap-up right now.
Talk.
Technically, this is April wrap-up.
Is it?
This is the end of April.
Oh, yeah.
We are at the end of
April. For sure.
Technically, as we're recording right now, we are at the end of April, but this will drop in the beginning of May.
Mm.
But technically, we are wrapping up whatever the fuck happened in April.
Yeah.
And I'm hyped, bro. Yeah. I'm hyped. Yeah. I'm hyped to be back here, bro. I was itching to be back here, like.
You don't understand, like.
Second week of April. Second week of April, bro.
It's been so tough to have conversations, because it's like, damn, like, I was like, I'm going to wait till I get on the pod to really say what I want to say. For me, like, it was like,
I was this close to just pulling an emergency podcast just because, like, how this shit went down. Like, not even, you know what, we going to slow burn it, yo. Like, so much has happened, son. Like, we got to, like, cover all of it. So, this is going to be a real slow burn, no funny. But I say all of it to say, welcome back to the Midnight Cast.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Episode 36?
Yeah.
Episode 36. It's episode 36. I'm your boy, Joe.
Yeah.
With my best and greatest partner here.
Thank you. I go by the name of Jiggy, man. You know, name don't change.
Friends get me money, said buy what's important. I said thanks, turned around, caught some fucking Jordans. Gamora main source, kept that young boy soaring. Told my OG, please, shit sweet at the moment. Sleeping well, seas in the closet be growing. No details, shawty, I'm just here for the smoke. I used to live in chilling home with sweet on the low. And can't be sipping, nigga, can't lose focus. I can't be evil, I just dwell in the motive.
Y'all don't see me making plays, I'm a soldier. Shouts to the vermin, hooded figures approaching. Toss my heart in the pitcher, turn to poison. Remember being at the bottom was the only place we're going. Ghost of my granny told me call to see me stalling, smoking. The little things would draw further to connection broken. Like my God, love a lot, though we barely spoken. Gets me through.
I want to take it in terms of albums. So, what album came first, J. Cole or Future?
Future's.
We don't trust you. That came first.
Yeah, because remember the last time we was here, I was saying like, yo, look at that.
We don't trust you. This is Future and Metro Boomin's first collab album. And last time we was up here, it's not documented on this podcast. It was actually off air. Well, it was edited out, actually, because just for time's sake. We had said that, like, this album was past its expiration, where it would have been a great album if it was out in, like, 2015, right? Or 2016, something like that.
Yeah, I was saying that I wish they would have did it around that time.
Just because of Future's relevancy.
But now that I heard the album, I'm like, yo, Future could just drop.
Whenever the fuck he wants.
Anytime, anywhere, like, he could just do that. That's just him.
Yeah.
I realized that after I listened to it, I was like, oh, you know what?
I'm wildin'. So, is that safe to say you enjoyed it?
It was alright.
Let's get the opinions out on the album first. Yeah. Let's go through that first.
It was alright. I'm not gonna lie. I mean,
any favorites?
Everyday Hustle. Everyday Hustle was my favorite. My favorite song off that shit.
Mm-hmm. Least favorite?
Like that. Nah, just kidding. Just kidding.
You jumping. Yeah, you're gonna. You get ahead, yo. You getting ahead.
I actually like the song with Type Shit.
Oh, you like that song?
I like that song. Okay. You didn't like that song?
No, I actually did like that song. I like that song. It's not my top favorites, but it is good. I got one thing on that song that I think was like, it's Travis. Travis to me didn't do his shit on that song. Everybody else did. Everybody was flexing on that song, but Travis was like,
Overall though, like the album was alright. I mean,
what would you rate this album first?
The first part.
Yeah.
Probably like a 6.5. Mm. 6.5. Mm.
6.5
maybe.
6.5.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like damn near bad almost. That's damn near bad. That's good but not great. Actually, no.
It's borderline.
That's like a mid album actually. Six is a mid. For me, this was a good album. I think there was some songs on there that wasn't so great. And there were some songs I actually did like. Type Shit I thought was okay. I really liked I had top three. Oh, I like Young Metro. I like Claustrophobic and I like Cinderella. Those are my top three.
Cinderella was good too.
Yeah, those are my top three in terms of like really enjoying this album. Oh, like the highs. Yeah, like that when I heard it for the first time, it was alright. Alright. The beat was like okay. I caught the Kendrick verse and I was like, alright, next.
I fuck with the beat though. The reason why I fuck with that beat is cause that's from a Lil Wayne beat.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Hard Body is like one of my favorite Wayne songs. But when I heard that, I was like
Like that grew on me. Now that song is super crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
But at first listen, I would give this album I'll give it a 7. I'll give it a decent 7. Just because it was decent. It was a good album. To me, it was good. It was good but not great. It was a good banana break for me.
I agree with that.
Bitch, I'm me. Bitch, I'm me. Bitch, I'm me. Motherfucker, it's Uma. Got rocks, but I still clip coupon. I'm too hot, I'm too on. I'm too hot, I'm too on. This face is a real life saver. On the cover of Office, Vader. Grace in the publication. Now beat it, cause I'm on vacation. I'm Uma. Complex like a Rubik's. Real rude boy, real rude bitch. Heard me when the speaker said, who's it? It's me, it's that new bitch. 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 Honey dripping down, novelty. Don't fuck it up, don't bother me. Chillin' with my bitches and my hobby bee.
Chillin' with my bitches and my hobby. Yeah, since you talking about like that, man. You wanna talk about...
Let's get into it.
Alright. So, we all know, we all know that Kendrick mentioned the, Big Three, and at the time, like, everybody, it's crazy because everybody was talking about Big Three when that first person shooter shit came out, right? Mm-hmm. Like, everybody started talking about the Big Three and shit, whatever that means. My take is, when I heard that verse, I believed that there was a moment where he was supposed to be in that song. Did you get that? Like, when I heard that song, when I played it back after, like, niggas was like, yo, like, this is kind of crazy that Kendrick was like, motherfuck Big Three. When I first heard it, I was like, all right, bro, like, it's just some rap shit. Like, motherfuck the Big Three, I'm Big Me.
Yeah.
I was just like, all right, that's just almost some rap shit, whatever. But then, like, when people was like, nah, this is some real shit, I was like, so then I heard it back, and I'm like, made me wonder, like, yo, I wonder if my dude was supposed to be on that Drake song. Or, like, if Drake reached out to him and my man was like, nah. Or they blackballed him and was like, yo, they recorded it without him, reaching back or whatever.
I don't think it was that, because Kendrick barely link up with niggas.
This is
from
true.
His last album, like, he barely had any, like, I mean... Kodak Black was all over that album.
All over that album.
But
yeah,
I don't really think he's gonna be on that song or whatever. I just felt like niggas clicking up, like niggas is being buddy buddy, like,
what's up?
Like, I had a conversation and it was a good one too, but the person was saying how Kendrick is just a moment person. Like, he's just that moment person.
So you're saying, like, he makes moments, but he's not a great artist? Is that what he's trying to say? Or you mean he takes advantage of moments?
Yeah, like, he's like one of those, like, he's like one of those bad kids where it's like...
He could spark some shit.
You see how, like, let's say, like, we do a puzzle. And finally finish the puzzle. We're like, all right, yeah, keep it right there. He'll, like, what? He's like, and then you're like, yo, come on, what's the problem, bro? Like, and then he's like,
it's rap.
Like, yeah.
I'm just
like,
fucking, whatever. I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah, yeah, boy. I feel like he always do that. Like, he did that with the Control verse. When he dropped the Control verse, everybody was going crazy. Like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then, like, that's it. Like, oh, he dissed everybody, whatever.
Never heard everything ever again.
Niggas don't go back to that Control. I promise you, niggas.
Niggas do not go back to the Control.
But
verse.
In that moment for rap,
it was big.
It was like a bomb where it was like, damn, he coming at every. He said everybody's name.
Yeah.
In the game where it's like, damn, like, and you know, people was responding and shit, but it was like, oh, whatever. With the like that though, it's like. Nigga, like,
this was kind of hard though, harder than the Control verse.
I really think it's. Before I say this, let me ask you a question.
Nigga said, "For all the dogs getting buried."
No.
Hey.
It was a good verse.
Pet Sematary, nigga.
It was a great verse. Let me ask you something. Why do people like Ether?
Wow. You talking about Nas's infamous diss record.
Yeah.
I think people liked Ether because not only was it a moment, like I think Nas was a good person to take a moment. For me, I think, and I was a kid back then, I'm thinking in terms of like trajectory now, in terms of like a rap historian, right? Because we wasn't really that big to know what was going on. But yeah. If I had to theorize it, I would say like, niggas knew that Jay-Z dissed him on Takeover. And that was such a hard record.
Oh, Takeover's dumb.
That was such a hard record. And I don't think niggas thought that Nas would respond. That's why I feel like when he was on the thing talking about, yo, they woke me out my sleep, like, this nigga is dissing me, whatever. Mm. It was like, nobody was expecting him to respond to that shit at all. And, like, for the first time, my man came out with, like, clips. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he came out. Not only did he come out, like, saying, like, yo, you ain't shit type whatever. Like, yo, you're ugly. Which is, like the basis of like, you know, like a diss, right? To like say something blatantly that everybody kind of knows but won't say at the moment, right? Like Drake's like, you're short, right? But we get there. He also put shit in the diss record, and I think this one makes a diss record like that withholds time, shit that you don't know about.
Yeah, okay.
And I think that's why niggas love, I don't know. To me, that's why I think niggas love Ether, is because this nigga just came out with unknown shit, and he came out with that aggressive, like, yo, we've never seen Nas like this.
So, and that's a great point, because that's the same reason I feel like people like Ether. I also think that people like Ether just because Takeover was like some shit where it's like only him and Hov would know.
Yeah.
With Nas, you could tell like some of it was animated, like it was like he was like just like kind of like making fun of him, but some of it, I don't know, I guess maybe it was true or whatever, but most of that was like just animated, like it was just like an animated diss. But people was telling me people like Ether because of the beat.
You know what? I never thought about that. You're right though. That beat goes hard. Like as soon as you hear the dinner, like that. You're right. The beat goes hard.
Fuck Jay-Z. Was comparing it to Kendrick's Like That, where it's like,
yeah,
that beat is just insane. But that is an insane beat, crazy, bro. Like beat. That is crazy.
It is.
Not to take away the diss or nothing, like, because the lyrics on the diss was crazy,
too. Yeah, it was crazy, too, yeah.
But I just feel like it has such a huge impact just because of, like, you got Future on the hook, Metro on the beat. You can say whatever on the... If I'm Kendrick, this is a perfect time to diss somebody. My opinion, but...
You're right. Yeah, you're right.
Goes to say, does his first-person shooter mode a diss song to Kendrick? I don't think it was, but there's some people that think that there is. Cole was literally bigging him.
That's what I'm saying. Now, I can't speak for Drake, right? Drake, to me, goes on set. I don't know if Drake had something, a line in there, a bar in there that he might have said that could allude to that, because Drake is, like, famous for alluding to shit. I don't know. The niggas who believe that first-person shooter, y'all can hit me up and let me know what bar Drake said. But for Cole specifically in first-person shooter, I can't say that, no.
But then Cole was like...
Because he was like, what is it? Who's big three? Is it Cole? Is it Kendrick, Drake, or me? Some shit like that he said in that first-person shooter mode.
When he was like, the Spider-Man meme is me looking at Drake.
Yeah.
Or some shit like that. I feel like some probably felt the way. Like, I thought it was big three, but the Spider-Man meme is you looking at Drake. Drake. Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying,
but
there's no room.
You think Kendrick
Spider-Man meme Kendrick, is me Kendrick. Looking at Drake, Drake looking at Kendrick, nigga.
Yeah, that's like that child theory that you was talking about with Kendrick. Like my man just saw them like making castles together, and he was like, "Fuck all that." Shit, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Do you think that Metro and Future like? Knew that was gonna happen.
Yeah, let's get into it. Cause then after this, I want to talk about Cole.
Yeah.
But I don't think they foresaw him doing that. But when they heard it, they was like, "We gonna let this shit rock." I don't think it was like planned. I don't think it was planned. I don't think like they was in the booth. I don't even think they was in the booth together, like Kendrick and Metro and Future. I think Kendrick phoned that joint in, like he sent it in.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. I think when they heard it though, they was like, "Oh yeah, fuck yeah, like
yeah.
fuck that." What caught me off guard is Future. Like I didn't realize Future and Drake had a riff like that. That was very like unkept. I don't know about you, but.
Nah, it caught me off guard too. I dead didn't know that.
I didn't know that
until the album dropped, and I was like,
I didn't know that.
But then, like, if you go back, like, what would Pluto do from Drake shit?
Yeah, when it was trying to piece up like the songs and all that, and like really trying to put the pieces together, I'm like,
I got it. Mm. But all this over some bitch, some girl.
Yo, did you catch that Tokyo line?
Here's the thing.
I know we jumping ahead now. I know we jumping ahead now, y'all. Back to Metro and Future beef and all that. I saw Metro shit. You see the interview when they was asking him like, "Yo, what happened to Drake's feature and all that?" And he got left off the feature and all that.
Off the album, he got left off the.
I peeped the tension in the face. Like he didn't really want to talk on Drake and the whole that shit went down. So when that shit came out and Metro said nothing about it, like nothing about the diss, like, "Yo, I'll let that shit rock."
And then on Twitter,
I peeped it. I was like, "Yeah, I know."
Twitter, he was like re-liking stuff, retweeting stuff about shit about Drake.
Yeah. I was like, "Yeah, I know how it is." Niggas was just waiting for the right moment to be like, "All right, this is how I feel."
Yeah.
Take a sword.
I already have one. Proper spiritual growth, powered by PSG for all your herbal medicine.
Real life, anxiety like my neighbor. What are your purposes? Form something even better than great. I couldn't fathom this was gonna be life later than time with SM64. I'm at the clock tower watching the clock spin. Still on metalhead time and bionic arm rhyming. Ray guns flashing, allegories remind them of times I had to use the thinking cap. Channeling cosmic energy through the scrambler stone. Before that, I was submerged in the cube. With the Dobbers helmet on, I be grass masking and still broke the spells they cast in. He got a God given skill, full metal jacket. When they book me, that's my heart on a bill. Rock attack gear like acronym. Some things were never meant to be real. I took it back to where it.
So then we got J. Cole reacting, and he came out with his surprise album that we was like excited for.
Oh man, yeah, all the
like,
songs.
Bro, we was excited for that. I know you was praising J. Cole right before that you was praising him. So I'm like, "Yo, this nigga, his might delete later is great, bro, like ready is insane."
Yeah, so might delete later, I was following the vlog or whatever, the blog.
Yeah.
And I was always tuned in to shit. So
yeah, you was tuned in, yeah.
He'll like share like songs and shit. I'm like, "Nah, this is crazy. I need, bro, drop, bro. Like, this shit sound crazy." Finally drop my delete later. Great. I still think it's a great project, in my opinion.
I'm with you. I don't care, nigga. I'm not
gonna say I don't care though. Nah, I'm not gonna say. Cause I do.
Well, I'm saying I don't care in terms of people like discrediting the album now.
Oh no. Mightily Layer come out, every song is heat. I did not skip one song on that album, bro. Every song is heat. J. Cole, it was just refreshing, bro, that he just to hear him and like hungrier than ever. You could hear it in his voice or whatever. The bars was crazy. Everything was crazy. Production, everything. Fire, bro. Mightily Later. Definitely.
Up there.
Yeah. Definitely up there, in my opinion.
I'm with you, bro. Like, Mightily Later was one of the best J. Cole projects I've heard in a while. Bro. I think I even told you that. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, like, that album to me is the closest thing I've heard to old. And I hate to, like, throw it like that. Like, oh, because I hate, like, it sounding like I don't respect, you know, my favorite artists and their growth and everything like that. But there's a certain aesthetic that J. Cole has in terms of aggression and his raps that separates him from other artists, right? And, like, you could take it, flip it, and do a groove album and do a smooth album, some introspective shit. But initially, we saw you come out with as a super, like, aggressive, I can rap rapper. And that's what we fell in love with. So, like, naturally, like, there's always that part of you that wants to see that again. Like, does he got it still?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think he knows that. That's another, like, point to, like, listening to your fans type thing where it's like, yo, like, I think he's been trying to chase that ever since, like, 2014. Like, I think he's been trying to chase that since 2014 for First Hills Drive. And he finally got footing on it. Like, he finally got you there, bro. Like, you was chasing Born Sinner for a long time. And you finally got right there. Like, you're right there, bro. So close to Born Sinner. Obviously, it's never going to be Born Sinner. But this is one of his greatest works, man. I think there was a moment in time where I thought that he wouldn't be able to top the off season. I was like, yo, this is the best J. Cole I've heard, bro, like, in a long time. This shit is inspirational, like, makes me believe that, like, if you really feel like you really want to work still, even though you're successful and all, you still got it. You can still do it. Like, there's no, like, excuse for, like, these other, like, rap artists or artists out there that, like, get comfy with sitting on billions.
Yeah, like, off-season was fire.
J. Cole, when off-season shit, I was like, ain't nothing. If he never drops a better shit than this, I'm okay. And then nigga dropped this. And I'm like, yo, what? Damn, son. Like, damn, bro. Damn. I was with you, bro. Like, yo, Team Cole right now is... Yo, we out of here, bro. We out of here.
Word.
We out of here right Word. Now. This nigga is back. Word. He's back.
It was a surprise album.
It was a surprise album. Which is crazy. Album.
I was like...
It was a surprise to me that, because remember, you was like, yo, I wonder if these songs going to be on his Fallout or his Fall Off. And my man was like, nope.
Hey,
like, yo, you thought I was leaking the Fall Off? Nope.
I should have known. He should've,
you thought I was putting that stuff on YouTube? I ain't leaking the Fall Off yet.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, that.
I loved the album. I loved all of it, bro.
I definitely loved the album. But
great experience.
You know what's so crazy? I think people got misunderstood a little bit. Or Cole got misunderstood a little bit.
What do you mean?
I think the song with Absol and...
Daylight?
I think that was Cole's response to Kendrick.
Ooh. Yeah, you talk about it. Where, bro? Where? Hey, bro. Now I'm like curious.
I think that's the real, like...
The real response to it.
The real response back to him. He said, my head envelopes the pen. These ain't the fan letters I craft. His album dropped. It was trash. I littered it like I can't spell it. Is you a demon or is that demeanor for the gram? Tell us. They plead the fifth. I'm seeing hints of a trans fella. It's cancer coaches. Yo, vicinity, he's no killer. Trust me. Beneath his chosen identity, there's still a pussy, period. Blood spilling monthly, rather weekly, as a body's trap. Where bricks get karate chopped just to maximize the dojo, comprehend? So,
oh, Kung Fu Kenny. Kung Fu Kenny. Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
What song is that?
That's Pi.
Wow. I got to listen to Pi again. Yeah, Kung Fu Kenny.
See, that's why people never, there's some people that still never heard this song, but I was like, I was talking to my cousin and we came to an agreement like, yo, he's dissing Kendrick here, bro. Literally, like, he's like, yo, he's dissing Kendrick here. I was like, wow, that's crazy.
Wow.
But 7 minute drill was like a song exactly dedicated to him. Like, yo, like, just so the fans that don't really know Cole.
Yeah.
Can listen to that and see that he responded. You know what I'm saying? Because the beat was sped up, the beat was fast, and Cole just went crazy on it.
I still think something that's done in seven minutes, that's a great record, bro.
That's a great record. For sure.
And like I said, bro, nobody was talking about Kendrick's discography up until then, bro. Nobody was like, yo, let's be honest, that last album was trash.
Yeah, let's be very honest.
I don't see nobody praising Big Steppers now. Maybe when it came out. But yo, let's keep it a buck. Who's really running that album back right now?
I never liked it when I heard it.
Who's running that album right back? And I'm not talking about songs, right? Because we all got like our separate songs. I mean, who's running the full album right back?
I don't think
right
so.
Now.
No, there's gonna be Kendrick diehards though. That's gonna be. Wait. J. Cole not safe, nigga.
Okay, good.
J. Cole, you not safe here, bro.
We jumping ahead, but go ahead. Yeah, let's get to it.
I'm just saying he's not safe.
We just talked about 7 minute praise. Now let's talk about that shit.
I'm not saying.
Talk about that shit.
Now, you drop a diss song.
It was a great diss song.
It was a great diss song.
We had your back, bro. Yeah, we had your back. Like, yo, fuck that nigga, bro.
I was standing on it. I was standing on it. You ain't even wait a week, a month. You didn't even wait until Kendrick respond, at least. You wait 2 days, bro.
2 days.
You wait two days, bro.
On your own festival. Fold
like that. You apologize. Like,
how you apologize? How you apologize for shooting shots at a nigga in your own house?
My thing is,
I'm apologizing in my own house.
Yeah, word. That's crazy.
It's my own house.
Yeah, that's wild. Now that you think of it, because it was Dreamville Fest. That was crazy.
That's my own house. I'd be the only nigga in that car going, boom. Yes, yo, the fuck was that? Everybody goes, yeah, Kendrick's great. Fuck that. Digress.
I understand now what he means when he said it at the time, because I really felt like he heard the Drake diss and was like,
I ain't going there.
He was like,
you think you heard the Drake diss?
I think he had to. But no, you apologize, bro, and it's to the point where, like, the way you was apologizing in the moment is not, like, to me, it's not valid.
It's not valid.
Because it's like, bro, this is competition, bro.
I think he overspoke, to be honest, too.
Yeah, that's another thing.
I think he overspoke.
That's another
like,
thing,
yo,
too,
like, somebody should have cut his mic off.
They should just drop the beat. The
hey, yeah, like, the minute he started talking about if Kendrick respond, yo, cut the mic.
But it's competition, bro. It's rap, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, to be, I know if they ask you, you'll be like, I don't want it. I don't want that. I don't want to be number one. Or I don't want to be whatever.
Mm.
But, bro, somebody blatantly diss you, like.
Yo.
It's not like on some, like, but it's a test to step your pen up, bro. See if you can go toe to toe with the greats, bro.
Yeah,
the greats with the big dogs, bro. This is what it is.
This is what it is.
Everybody praised you for. Like,
yes,
yo,
bro.
Remember,
but
for 10 years, bro, people would be like, oh, Drake ain't fucking with Kendrick. Yeah. Kendrick ain't fucking with Cole, or Cole ain't fucking with Kendrick.
For years.
Kendrick, for years, it was all get it back. Like, yo, out of all of them, Cole is the best. Out of all of them, Cole is the best.
Yeah.
For 10 years. Probably over 10
over
years.
Over 10 years, yeah.
People like, yo, Cole is better. So you do this, it's like, damn, bro, like, you don't see LeBron on the court and apologizing after he dunked it on somebody. You don't get what I'm saying? Like, you don't see that, bro? Like,
it's on my fault, B.
Yeah, yo, I'm not even gonna do that again, bro. My bad.
I'm mad I dunked it like that. That was a little rough.
Ain't none of that, bro.
We was riding for you, bro. We was like, we thought you was gonna be like the savior, kid. Mm-hmm. Like, to come from like the nigga that was doing like nice introspective music to then doing the off season to then doing My Delete was like uprising, bro. We were like, yo, this nigga is like coming to life right back, right before our eyes.
She was like in the
like, you was
immediately that whole listen. I was like,
go get the crown, bro.
I was like, Cole number one. I was like, yo, Cole one right now.
Bro, we thought nobody was going to fuck with you, bro. We thought nobody was going to fuck with you. And then all of a sudden, this shit happened.
You know what's so crazy, though? I saw a tweet where it was like, oh, what if Cole was, like, doing this on purpose? Because, you know, like, his album is called The Fall Off, so it's like,
nah.
When he's on top, it's like people saying that he did that and he fell off and then whatever.
Not at all. I think he didn't foresee this shit coming. Of course, when like you're in your zone and all that, it's always when you're up at the top, bro. It's always when you're in your zone and you're at your best that something is always gonna hit you at the left, like hit you from the left, always, and it's gonna test who you are. It's gonna test your resilience. It's gonna test everything you believe in, bro. It's gonna test everything you believe in. It's always at the best moments of everyone's life. That shit is always gonna hit you at the left.
True.
And it's up to you to rise to the occasion.
True.
And yo, as much as I respect Cole's apology, because I do, because I understand, like, sacrificing a title as opposed to sacrificing a relationship that you have with somebody, choosing the relationship is more than having a stupid, quote-unquote, stupid crown title. Mm-hmm. And I get that. But what you got to understand, bro, is that you in a career path where that shit is vital. That shit, that is the groundwork of hip-hop, bro.
Yeah.
That's the groundwork of hip-hop. Like, before we was ever on DSPs, before we was ever, like, on CDs, record players, whatever money, niggas was in the streets.
Yeah, battle rap.
Battle rapping.
Yeah.
Like, my block is better than you, bro. Like, scratch the DJ shit. We about to get it rocking. That is the groundwork, bro. For you to be like, yo, I'm about hip-hop. I respect hip-hop. I was, you know, I know everything about hip-hop. And I'm the dude to fucking carry on rap. Again, like, and I love this, like, I always go back to this reference, bro. Because when it comes to something that, like, you really work hard for, it always goes down to that. And this is why I think, like, and this is going left, but it all makes sense. This is why I think, like, that Infinity War, Marvel's Infinity War, is one of the best movies ever made in Marvel. Because at the end of it, it follows Thanos. Like, you think, like, the Marvel characters are, like, the main characters or the protagonists in the story, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's Thanos' story.
Yeah, yeah. Facts.
He wants to eliminate half of Earth for his own, like, dream. That's his dream. And he's willing to do everything to get to it.
Sacrifices
everything to get to it. And at the end of the movie, when you realize, oh shit, this is not the Avengers movie. It's his movie. It's right when he sees Gamora as a kid and she goes, yo, did you get what you wanted? And he goes, yeah, I did. And she goes, and what did you sacrifice for it? And she goes, everything. When you want something bad enough, when you want to be the best, you need to be able and to know you got to sacrifice everything.
But that goes back to my point where it was like, you know Cole gonna be like, nah, I never said I wanted to be one. I never said I wanted it. I don't want it. Because he's like, yo, because that comes with whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, my thing is,
I don't know if I can ever hear Cole
somebody says your name in a song, and you respond, and he'd be like, nah, JK, nigga, that's JK. That's an automatic L, bro.
Yeah,
like,
that's an automatic L, man. That's an automatic. No, and you know what? I'm calling bullshit on the fact that, like, the nigga would automatically react and be like, nah, I don't want the crown. I don't want to be number one. That's bullshit. Because there's a part of you that released 7-Minute Drill. And a nigga on 7-Minute Drill to me was a nigga like, I am the nigga.
Yeah. Facts. Definitely, for sure.
So I'm not taking like, yo, I was never one of the aim. No, nigga, you was. This is Simba we're talking about. Nigga, you was. That was you. That was you, bro.
True.
The only problem is you're not willing to sacrifice for the title.
Yeah.
You're not willing to sever whatever you got to do to hold it down and be like, I am the best, nigga. I don't give a fuck how Kendrick feels. But Kendrick is the nigga that will sacrifice.
Yeah, for 100%. 100%.
That shit was, fam, like, and this is the last thing I'm going to say on Cole, bro. That shit was such a, like, shot. Bad, bro. That was bad, bro. Like,
people were sending it to me.
That was so heartbreaking. I did not expect Drake to respond to Kendrick on a bar for bar. I expected J. Cole to put this nigga in his place, bro. I expected, like, the warm-up nigga. I expected, like, Born Sinner nigga to put the Good Kid, Mad City nigga in his place.
Yeah, sure.
Damn it, he made Pimp a Butterfly. You let him rock? Come on, man. I mean, but damn it, bro. Anyway, I say that to say niggas was put in Future in the top three now. How do you feel about that?
So they removed Cole and put Future in the top three.
That's kind of how I felt too.
Artists, yes. Because I always said it's Drake and then Future. And then my shit be changing and I'd be like, nah, it's Future then Drake. And I'd be like, nah, it's Drake then Future.
As an artist, what does that mean?
Like,
what does that mean to you? Like the quality of their work?
Yeah, like the quality of their work, the reign that the music has,
because
it always lasts.
Mm-hmm.
And the time, and just the time. Timeless music.
Yeah.
Now we're talking like pen, like balls or whatever, bro. Stop.
That's how I feel, bro. Stop, I was like, yo,
that's,
stop.
That's out, bro.
So it was a minute. We thought Drake wasn't going to respond to this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then he responded by leak. You want to talk about how that came out?
Yeah. Here's the thing. Loved it, this song. I just hate how he dropped it. I hate it, because it's like, bro, but then I realized, like, back then, when it was rap beef, like, that's how rap songs used to come out. Like, DJs used to play it.
Mm.
You just had to catch the spin. The Jadakiss and 50 shit.
Yeah.
They were sending it to DJs, like, yo,
play it.
So you would just have to catch it when they spin it. You'd be like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah.
He has Wu Kid on there, bro.
I heard that, like, he put that on there on purpose to know, like, it's war. Because I think back in the day, like, Wu Kid was considered, we about to get this shit off.
Yeah.
To me, you're right. Like, rappers in the past, when it was beef, it was never officially put out there.
Yeah.
Like, there was no CD and none of that
it's
shit.
It's not like niggas is like, yo, I'm dropping the diss song last
yeah,
Friday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Last Friday, nah. It was just like on spot. The thing for me is that since we don't have, like, the days of DJs is irrelevant now. Like, and the days of, like, SoundCloud is also irrelevant now. Where it's like, niggas ain't really running to SoundCloud. In fact, like, when Cardi dropped his shit, it was YouTube and then SoundCloud. Mm-hmm. So everybody going to YouTube and shit. I don't think we've ever seen a beef in a long time to feel like it was, like, to know if that was beef. Because now with AI and all that shit, people was thinking, oh, man, yo, this shit
people
like
think it was AI.
Or
people
whatever.
Think it was
yeah.
AI. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you thought it was AI when you first heard it?
When I first heard
you
it?
You know, when I first heard the first one, you know,
there was two different ones. Yeah, yeah.
When I first heard the first one, I'm like, nah, it's AI, bro. It has to be. His voice don't sound like clear a little bit. Like, I can hear it. I'm like, I gotta be AI. Then the second one came out, and I was like,
"That's AI." I thought it was. When I heard it, a part of me thought it was AI until.
Metro shut your ass up and play some drums, nigga. I thought it was AI.
I thought that was AI.
But he was dead ass.
I thought niggas was just trying to get jokes off. But, like, that shit's just funny, son. Like, this is just funny. I just thought niggas was having fun. But, like, it wasn't until the end where, like, he has that, like the beat cuts and then the beat changes. And he just has this one joint at the end where he's like, drop, and give me bands. I was like, nah, this can't be AI.
Yeah.
When I heard that at the end, I was like, nah, I was trying to keep it PG. I was like, nah, this is definitely not AI.
You know when I knew it wasn't AI? As crazy as this sounds, because I know how corny, like, sometimes Drake could get. When he was like, then you gotta drop a verse for the Swifties. I was like, oh yeah, that's Drake. I was like, that's definitely Drake. But it goes to show, like, this is some industry shit right now, bro. Back to what we were saying with the Nas and Jay-Z shit, like, they're saying, they're bringing up industry shit, where it's like, we don't really know, but we know them, we getting to know things through them. Like, I didn't know that 50% go to Top Dog. I didn't know that.
I
didn't know that Taylor Swift and you are with PG Lang. I didn't know none of that.
But, like, this is the thing where, like, exactly what I'm talking about in terms of what makes a diss record like a strong diss record, right? It's like, yo, I know some shit you know and not the world knows.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why Pusher won.
Let's be honest. No, absolutely, absolutely.
That's why anybody wins, bro. Yeah. That's why anybody wins. It's as soon as I'm like, yo, I'm Nas on the track saying, yo, when the niggas was shooting outside, you was running to my crib.
Yeah.
That's not something out there. That's some street shit that you did, and I kept it quiet till now, nigga. Like, that's like, yeah, bro. Like, 50, hey, drop and give me 50 is crazy.
It's a crazy diss
it's
track, bro.
Crazy. Oh no, and then I see Rick Ross getting mad. I'm like, why is this nigga mad? Then I gotta re-listen to it. Like, every time I listen to this shit, it like ages like wine. It's like every time I listen to this shit, it gets better and better. Then I catch the Ricky line, like, yo, this nigga jumping in and he 50. Whatever, I would have cuffed the bitch, like, I'm Ricky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, yo, this is wild.
Son. He literally came at everybody.
This nigga was
like,
shooting.
What the fuck is a 20V1, nigga?
20V1, like, fuck niggas teaming up.
Yo, people gotta stop messing with Drake, bro.
Hey, yo.
This guy is like,
the fuck is this, a 20V1, nigga?
He'll dead, like, turn a diss song to, like, a hit. It's crazy, bro. Like, it's just wild, bro. Like, that's wild to me. Like,
I was thinking, too, like, because then Ross came out with his diss record.
Which was actually okay. It was pretty. He was rapping.
It was good. It's not enough.
No, it wasn't enough.
It's not enough.
It wasn't enough.
You know why? I'll tell you why. Because it all goes back to what I was saying. What makes a great diss record is when you find shit about that nigga that you never even heard of, And Ross was trying, but it was all speculation. Like, the whole nose joint, we don't know for that for sure, bro. We don't know about that shit for sure. You just threw that line out, kid. Like, you just threw that line out with, like, no proof whatsoever.
Some say he got a BBL.
Niggas threw that line out, like, with no, like, proof whatsoever. But to say, like, Kendrick split 50-50 with Top Dog, I'm believing it. Oh, that's what I was going to say, too. That's what the other thing I'm going to say. Back in the day when Drake was versing Meek, he dropped his songs on streaming.
Yeah, yeah. It was him.
And it was straight streaming, bro. Like, yo, you want back-to-back? That's back-to-back. I'm not going to let you go to YouTube, none of that shit. For us to go to YouTube, it felt like, to me, like he was trying to protect his discography.
Yeah.
And I ain't like that. And it felt like I'm testing the waters. Like, yo, if this shit go, it go. If it doesn't, I cannot claim it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it, that's why I hate it. Because it's like, yo.
And I don't like that.
You fake, like, was like, let me see what they,
see what it do.
See what it do. All this shit bumping. Yeah, it's a diss song.
That was me.
That was me.
That was me. I wrote that.
But did you like the second diss? The Taylor made one?
I think it was a different kind of diss. I think it was like disrespectful and trying to tease him. I don't think it was as hard as the first one. I think the first one to me is still, that's the one to go for.
Yeah, that is
the
one, but
go for. Yo, for the Taylor made, I think my man, like, he just like having fun. Like, he just like, yo, I'm going to just keep rolling out these disrespectful shit to fucking this nigga. Nigga made Tupac. You made Tupac talk about, yo, come on, Kendrick, call this nigga a bitch for me.
Call him a bitch for me.
There, bro, nah. Coming from a Tupac fan, yo, that shit hurt, bro. That shit hurt, bro.
Bro, I was like, nah, this nigga Drake is mad funny. How you say that?
I'm not even on the West Coast like that. That I can't imagine what Kendrick feel like.
I didn't know it was, because you could still fake hear, like, Drake's delivery on all those verses.
Yeah, for sure. Like, Drake wrote that.
Yeah.
He wrote that.
Yeah, you can tell.
Oh,
but I think
shit.
He also did it because they, like we were just saying, like, they thought his first diss was AI.
So,
like, all right.
We could do AI.
If this is what's gonna get you to
come out.
Because remember, one of the persons from Kendrick Lamar's camp was like, man, he doing fast food. What we do over here is real shit over here. Like, feel me? Like, so that's why they like, yo, like, he still hasn't responded. But then Drake like, nigga, we know why you ain't respond, bro. Taylor Swift dropped the album. Now you can't drop. Da 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 da.
That also brings me to the fact that someone said that that he probably isn't dropping too because he's waiting for his album to come out.
I'm not gonna lie, Kendrick. You got.
That nigga been passed, bro.
Nah. We can't do that. No? Because it took Drake like 2-3 weeks to respond. I'm not gonna put a time stamp on Kendrick, but.
Yo, so you saying you wouldn't be mad if he took a month from now?
No, because I'm a fan of, I'm loving all this. I'm a fan of it. I'm a fan of hip hop. So it's like, this what we gotta do. This is what we gotta do.
Yeah.
I liked how everybody was going at each other, like, Ross got in and whatever. The only beef I'm really worried about is that Quavo and Chris Brown one. I ain't gonna lie. That one can get
that
really,
one looks,
really,
that
really,
one sounds really crazy.
Really, somebody need to chime in that and get him on a phone call and really.
That one sounds real personal.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit could be war, for real. So, what Drake is doing right now is a very strategic move. With what he's doing right now. Because
he's pressurizing. He's putting the pressure on the clock. But you gotta understand this, and this is what I don't like with Drake, right? Is that he's been infamous to put pressure on the clock as soon as he released. So, like, all right, I'm gonna take 3 weeks to do this. Just like back in the day with Charged Up, like Drake took a minute to do Charged Up. Charged Up came out, we was like, all right. what, 4 days went by, and then he dropped.
I think it was like two days.
And then he dropped back to back.
Waited 4 days. Yeah, waited four days.
Nigga, wait a lot. Like, I ain't even touching that. That, listen, he waited 4 days and then put the pressure again, right? Drake is infamous for that. But for me, it's like, give a nigga some time. If you had some time, give the nigga, I like, respect and give the nigga some time. Mm-hmm. Like, now you're like, oh, I'm out. Come on, boy, yo, where you at? It's been like a week, bro. It's been like a week. And it's like, bro, yo, calm down. Because niggas was asking for yours like 3 weeks ago.
I get that. But at the same time, Kendrick is the one that, like,
it's strategic, though. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Kendrick was the one that initiated it. Like, that's like me. I go outside. I'm like, who, him? What he at? Man, I ain't gonna push you, nigga. Whatever, nigga. I don't give a fuck. I go back to my crib, and you come the next day like, yo, I'm what? What you said, bro? I'm what?
Yeah.
You going to come downstairs and say it or not? Nah, I'm what? And now I'm like, nah. I'm not even looking out the window. I'm like, man, that nigga ain't on nothing, nigga. So now it's like, you going to keep like,
keep
yo,
going,
what?
Yeah. Keep at it, yeah. Keep at it.
I ain't going to lie, though. Drake is cooking this dude.
Yo, this nigga, he cooking everybody, bro. He's cooking everybody, bro. Right now.
That I could say. Drake definitely got the upper hand in this battle.
Cooking everybody. You know? And this is what I also thought about, too. I also thought, let's say Kendrick come out with some off, like, some crazy shit, right? If Kendrick's next like, shot is a crazy one that, like, puts Drake out of commission, I still think that Drake went out, like, he went out on a good way.
No, bro.
Only because, like, we will always, even if Kendrick comes out with some great shit, we will always remember the fact that Drake didn't go up against Kendrick. He went up against, like, 50 niggas.
Yeah.
And he mentioned 50 niggas. Drake. He was like, yo, I'm not talking about just this nigga. I'm going after
Drake
y'all
always
think
gonna
y'all
be,
think y'all yo y'all think all of y'all slick? No, fuck that.
Drake always gonna be relevant.
You know, but I'm saying, like, it's true. Like, this rap battle, if he loses, people still gonna love Drake regardless. But I think in terms of respect in the game, like, the respect that you have as an MC, even if he lose right now, it's still absolutely. Like, you dead went up against, like, 5 niggas. Mm-hmm. Even if you lost, bro, you went out. You was the nigga that went down swinging. It's like if a nigga gets jumped, he can decide to lay down in front of 5 niggas, or you could be the nigga that tried to take on 5 niggas.
Yeah.
Like, you just try to take on 5 niggas, like, that's crazy.
I agree. Now, what if Drake drops a diss song with Taylor Swift? Does he win? Real shit though.
If he drops a diss song with Taylor Swift on it, it's an automatic W. On many ways, on many levels, nigga. It's an automatic W on many levels. Like, not only did this nigga able to convince Taylor Swift to be like, yo, let's get on this nigga real quick. Hey, yo, come on, bro. That would be such a culture move. It's ridiculous.
That's wild.
That would be such a culture move. It's ridiculous.
Because he keeps saying that Kendrick can't drop because of Taylor Swift.
Listen, that, and the fact if the shit bang, not only you got niggas like us bopping it, you gonna have the white bitches bopping it too, bro. You gonna have all, like, the poppy bitches bopping that shit too. You are not only gonna have the culture in your hands, but the world in your hands, bro.
What about just
that's an automatic L.
What about just a regular song?
I mean, it's automatic W.
No, this
regular song. Now you going back to back. Now you going, what he got, what you got, what he got, what you got.
Just a regular song with Taylor Swift. It don't even got to be like a diss.
Oh, regular song? Not so much. If it's a diss song, that's a W. In my eyes, that's a, you won. I don't care what you have. You can put anybody, you can put Maroon 5 on your shit. It's too late.
Yep.
He did it first. It's too late. Yo, this is the reason why, and I thought about this shit too. Remember when, what was it? I think it was, Mos Def. When Mos Def was taught, had that interview where he was bashing Drake and shit.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, Drake's like shopping music, whatever. There was a line in there that was relevant, though. He was like, yo, like after the jokes were said, he was like, yo, on some real serious and shit, though, like, it's all fun in games, right? But when the shit, when the shit hits the fan one day, people gonna need to answer to that shit. Like, right now, we, like, clicking, you know, it's happy-go-lucky music, and I don't support happy-go-lucky music. Hip-hop never been like that. But
This was
Mos Def.
Mos Def saying it?
Yeah, he said right now, it's like, you we got this kind of music that's popular right now, and it's popular. It's pop music. But once the shit gonna go left, it's gonna go left. And we gonna have to answer to that shit too. And that's when, because this shit is not gonna be able to sustain for too longer. Like, too much longer. That's what he said. Some shit like that. Like, this shit won't sustain for too much longer, especially in hip hop. And when the walls fall, they gonna fall. And yo, as soon as the fucking Drake diss dropped, bro, I was like, the nigga called it, bro. The nigga, because everybody out the woodworks wanted beef.
Yeah.
It's like the whole shit changed. Everybody was clicking up. Now one beef now. And one beef with the biggest nigga alive.
True.
What gets to me is how this nigga Kendrick just keeps robbing niggas constantly in hip hop, bro. Back in the day, if this nigga was like in hip hop in 2003, this would be a joke.
Yeah, no, 100%.
This would be a joke. Like,
he'll be a body by now.
He would be body, yeah, bro. Yeah. He would be body by
now. I think that's what Drake is doing now, though.
But like,
he's like, yo,
Drake
said,
and Drake
in that New York apartment writing some miracles.
What's your prediction for Kendrick? You think he's gonna wait a little longer? You think the longer he waits, it's gonna be heat? Like, what's your prediction? And who do you predict winning?
Kendrick doesn't respond for now. I think he responds I don't know, they saying that he got an album out maybe, but it's like when you wait for the album, it's like now you're basically using Drake for niggas to listen to your album. And it's like, that's not, you don't need Drake for people to listen to your album. You're Kendrick Lamar, bro.
Right.
So it's like, no?
Yeah.
But I think Kendrick responds, though. I think he'll respond eventually.
What's eventually for you? Come on, bro. Give me a time. Give me a time stamp.
I can't put a time stamp, but after a while, though, now, like, I would have to say, like, damn, like, it's too late.
What's the clock for you? What's the expiration date for you? We was getting to that, too. You was looking at the calendar.
Yeah, so the expiration date for me is I'm going to give him to May.
Top of May? Mid-May? May 1st.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
If he don't respond, then it's over.
It's over. Beef's over. Even if he responds 2 months later.
But you know what's so crazy? Maybe, now that I think of it, maybe it's a strategy, bro.
That's why people are saying he has an album on the way.
No. Maybe it's a strategy because people will be like, oh, he killed Kendrick. And it's like, nigga, how? Like, Kendrick didn't even respond back, and it's like, that Taylor May joint wasn't like a
big enough thing.
Yeah, like it wasn't like a haymaker. It was like a,
yeah, it wasn't enough to put him in the dirt, like Meek.
No, yeah, back to back was crazy.
That's another dish, put him in the dirt. Yeah, that wasn't.
Yeah, like it wasn't like.
I don't want to hear this ever again.
Yeah, it wasn't like that. But put in the Pac and Snoop Dogg shit is like, if you don't respond to that, bro,
what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like,
you feel me? Like, if you don't respond to that, was more disrespectful
than anything he was saying on that song.
Exactly. Like, that's the main thing of this. That's the most disrespectful thing ever.
Yeah.
Fuck, we don't really not caring. Like, people not gonna care what he really rapping about, which he was rapping some shit. But
yeah,
just the fact that he put Tupac and Snoop is like, those your big homies. So it's like, not your big homies, but you know, those are like,
those the niggas you look up to.
Yeah, those are like, I'm pretty sure those are your Mount Rushmore rappers.
Yes, yeah.
Growing up. Yeah. So it's like,
yeah.
To have like your idols, like.
We call him a bitch from
you. Call him a bitch from you.
That's not everything I know. Please don't wake the demon up. That's not everything I know. Please don't wake the demon up. Like.
Nah, yeah, he's OD. He's OD.
Oh no. I'll give him mid May. And that's stretching it, bro. Like, I'm giving you like 2 weeks in May. If I don't get anything in 2 weeks in May.
Wait, you giving him,
I'm giving him to like the 10th, bro. Nah. On Friday, because you know Friday niggas love dropping on Fridays.
Nah.
So I'm giving him to the 10th of May to drop something. If he don't drop anything by the 10th of May, bro, I'm calling it. Like, Drake got it. And this, for me, bro, and for me, it's regardless whatever he has. Because, like, Kendrick also infamous for saying what he got to say at the time that he wants to say it. So, like, he's never been active in beef the way Drake was. He's never been battle tested. Let's make that real.
Good point.
As many shots as he's taken over the years, he's never been battle tested. Drake has been battle tested twice, and he took an L.
Mm. I'm biased on that. No, I shouldn't say I'm biased.
Nah, it's pretty. I know my man trying to come back, but it's pretty sad.
He didn't try to come back.
Did he try? Yeah, he came back with Scorpion. But by then it was,
I don't think,
late.
That was a diss to.
Nah, it was. He was very bitter on that first diss. Like, very bitter on that first diss.
Duppy Freestyle is OD.
Duppy Freestyle was, yeah, but it's not as OD as Pusha shit. Are you kidding me?
I think it.
And Pusha was ready for a whole summer.
Lyrically though, pen game wise.
Yes, bro. Yes. Duppy was OD. Listen, Duppy sounded better. It was lyrically better. But when you really, I guess, say, and I keep saying it, when it comes down to it, it's whatever info you got against whatever info I got. And if niggas start shaking on your side off of what I said.
Pen game, like.
No, yeah, pen game definitely plays a part, bro. But I still feel like what shakes up the world and what has niggas in the corner like, oh, is the shit that I got. And if your team starts squabbling off of the shit that you heard from me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's done. It's over, bro. It's over. And Drake was very hushed when that shit came out. Like, that hit him hard to the point where he had to address it on the album.
He had to become a father.
That niggas was like, yo, is it for real, for real? And the nigga came out on the album like, it's for real. You want to talk about Ye's diss track?
Yo, it was funny. I ain't gonna lie. Ye is so Ye.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. Ye is.
Nobody
Ye
could be Ye like Ye, bro. Like, it's fucking crazy, bro. Say, yo, like,
let's get this nigga out of here. Like. And then when he proceeds to get his bar off, he's like, I don't even. I'm so zoned out. I don't even got a Drake line.
Cares, bro. What the fuck, nigga? Who cares?
Hey, yo.
What was funny when he was like, J. Cole made the push drop. That was Bob.
That was. He had more smoke for J. Cole than he did for Drake, bro. Yeah. That was wild.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't know. I feel like. You hear what he said? He was like, we were all excited to work on the demise of Drake.
Yo, first off.
Like, bro, what, bro?
Yo, first off, let me just go and say that interview, the download interview, that interview was absolutely horrendous to watch. Like, I don't know this nigga from nothing. I guess his name is like Justin something, Just LA something.
Justin,
like that.
Justin LaBoy.
Yeah, yo. Worst interview I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's
ever. Not. Yeah, yo. Honestly, I'm gonna keep it a bug. Ye gotta step to take this. Sit down, bro.
Me too. Sit down. I agree.
Sit down. Sit this one out, bro. I know you hate Drake. I know that nigga like probably superseded your like successful career in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Sit it out, bro. Sit it out. Let the young niggas do this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because at this point, and I hate to bash the god, because he's done so much, but his pen game ain't what it used to be, and he has other shit focused right now that I think can go a long way than chasing what's hot.
Yeah. No way.
Yo, if Drake wins, everybody gotta shut up.
That's what I've been telling people.
If Drake wins, everybody needs to shut up. I don't want to hear nobody ever compare Drake to anybody else.
That's what I've literally been telling
people. I don't want to hear about Drake not having a classic album. I don't want to hear nothing about Drake. I'm going to keep it a buck.
Saying like nothing bad about Drake.
I don't want to hear nothing bad about Drake, bro. I am. Because Kendrick is infamous for dropping like the Heart Part 7. And then in the Heart Part 7, he going to address everything. That's what he do.
Yeah.
But in a battle, like I said before, he's never been battle tested, bro. Never been battle tested. In a battle, you respond regardless of whatever fucking agenda you got, bro. Whatever. Hey, J. Cole had an agenda. Look what happened to that nigga. And I think Fall Off is going to take a spin too. Sorry to say. I think that album is going to be a different album now. Sorry to say, this is what happens to like our best artists when they like face like trauma shit, especially close to an album.
Fallout.
Oh, the Fallout's gonna be a different album now. I put money on it, bro. Just the way Insana was a different album, just the way Utopia was a different album. This gonna be the next different album, if you get my drift.
I see what you mean.
This gonna be a different album. I hate when like traumatic shit happens to our favorite artists right when they're close to a fucking. Now it's about to be like 2014 Forest Hills Drive. Now we're going to get that album.
Oh, please.
Yeah, we're going to get that album now. It could have been a Born Center, but it's going to be that now. And niggas going to love it. All the J. Cole fans going to love it. They're going to be like, wow, this is like K.O.D.
I hated K.O.D.
Yeah, me too.
Wow, this is like K.O.D.
Yeah, for all them K.O.D. lovers, fuck y'all. Nah, yo, I saw some shit the other day talking about, yo, okay, these are the best album. That really got to me. Said I hate me hard. Like, yo, this nigga really, really thinks KOD is hard. Like, fuck that nigga. Fuck KOD, bro.
KOD is crazy.
KOD was horrible.
That was bad.
That was a bad album. Yo, shout out to the dude that did that. Because you almost made me play that album, and then I had to check myself.
That's when he was like, really?
Yo, really? Yo, shout out to that dude, yo.
Maybe I'm bugging.
Hey, yo, he made a convincing statement, yo. He made a very convincing statement. And I was reading that shit like.
I hated the album cover. I hated everything, actually.
I went on Apple. I went to KOD album and I went. No. No.
Yo, made another lap around the sun. In my rear views, myriad moons. Yo, it was a deuce last time, so now the mega that I dropped triple. So many ways, I was at the ocean's middle. Counting ripples, mind full of all while sucking on somebody's daughter nipples. Don't watch that, a kai keep it civil. Nobody next to us, dogs thought their answers was magic. Till I spun my riddles, kibble won't suffice. Gotta bring wolves, big game, Hayabusa, big cat. Can't lose a store, little, bridges brittle. Tensions puss pipes for the 31st, the way they bust. Couldn't confirm until I walked across. I lost it, remorseless, be Mika in the cockpit. The beam saber drawn, beam Glock spit, charlatans be ridiculous.
Nigga dumb parlor tricks, seldom hitting like haters, they ubiquitous. We got ribbons for rap to get the guy wrapped up. Spotify owe me a bigger cut.
On the upside, I definitely want to talk about Dion's newest album.
Oh, shout yeah, I checked it out.
Shout out to Deonny.
Yeah.
My album is called Dion. You checked it out?
Yeah, I checked it out.
How you feel?
Yeah.
I don't think you ever heard of her previous stuff. Maybe some songs here and there.
I did actually. Before. But this album was more like, you could tell that she was having a lot of fun on the album and just like free on the album because she just gave.
Yeah, she gave birth to her son.
To her son, right? So now that's like a life changing moment, and I feel like she knows that. So, it was good to hear. It was good to hear like her view and how she feels and her perspective of like what matters now to her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like now, like you know, like
yeah. Yeah,
it's bigger than
it's bigger than her. Yeah, yeah.
So now, like, it was good to hear. It was good to hear from that point of view. But yeah, every song was just like a message in there about her. Like, this is what it is now. I'm a mom.
Yeah, I think I actually really really enjoyed this album.
Yo. Pam Grier is fire, by the way.
Oh yeah, that's one of the hardest songs.
That song's
bro.
So hard.
Pam
bro.
Grier is great.
That song is so hard.
Like I think every song on here stands on its own in terms of topics. In terms of like, there's not one song on here that feels like it was repeated. Like, oh, I have love for my son, and now here's another song that has love for my son again, or here's another song that speaking about love again. Like I felt like this song had. It was almost like talking about love in different ways. Like, this is the love between my mom and the relationship between me and my mom. This is the love that I have with my partner that now I'm sharing a child with, you know, and our, like, journey and how we got here. You know, not and obviously now this is the love that I'm finding with my son. And in the different aspects in that, you know, what her identity has changed. Now becoming like a mother, I can see the evolution and the growth in Deonny now that I, you know, see from like listening to the Dopamine album.
Yeah, right.
Like it's such a huge difference, bro, and you can tell like this was a eye opening experience. This was a life changing experience for her. So I'm so happy about this album, man. This album was great to hear. On many levels, man. I congratulate her on the album, man. I congratulate both of them on their child, man.
Yeah,
many blessings
man.
To them.
It's a beautiful thing.
My favorite song on here would probably be I Love Pam Grier, but I have to say it was Trying to Think of Raps, man. I love Trying to Think of Raps just because like I love the dynamic of her trying to be a rapper, but at the same time, not being able to escape the specialness or the like excitement of her being a mother.
Yeah.
And like, I love that like way she did that. Like, I'm trying to think of raps when I'm thinking of Dion. Love that shit.
That's crazy.
Before we get out of here, bro, you got any parting words?
Partying words.
That's yo. I was looking for that phrase for like three episodes now, and that's the phrase, bro. That was what I've always wanted to say. That's always what I wanted to say. I always go like thoughts of advice or whatever. Fuck.
That's a good way to put it.
Nigga, parting words.
Yeah, parting words.
Parting words.
Don't be afraid to be the villain. And sometimes, because that villain that. You might be towards somebody. It might be the superhero to yourself inside that could, you know what I'm saying, that could help yourself free yourself from being trapped or whatever, from not making.
Don't be afraid to sever people. Like, it, you know, and it branches off of what you said. Somehow we always do that.
It's crazy how we do that.
Somehow
actually.
We always do that. But like even now, like I came in thinking that like this is what I'm gonna say because this is important. It's not the most uplifting thing. That's the word I'm looking for. Uplifting. It's not the most uplifting thing, but it's important for y'all to hear. And a part of me was hoping that you would give some uplifting shit to balance it out.
No,
I'm double backing. I'm double downing. Like, yo, this is gonna be some real Debbie Downer shit.
Over here, like, it don't gotta always be on some, like, you know.
Yeah, no.
I know that's the goal, though. I know that's the. I know that's the main goal.
Yeah. But no, this is real. This is real shit. Like, you know, you talking about that is real. You know what I'm saying? Like, and there's somebody out there that really is, you know, has to do that for their process to grow.
Yeah.
And this is also one of those real messages that's not uplifting, but it's necessary. And it's that sometimes you have to cut people off.
Mm.
Sometimes you got to sever ties. And as much as it hurts, much as you feel like wrong about it, at the end of the day, you have to think about the life that you're building, the life that you want to live. And you have to look at the people around you and say, do they fit with this life that you want for yourself? And if they don't necessarily fit in that life, then you have some things to cut. I won't waste any time. Dion, album's out now by Deonny. Trying to think of raps. Midnight Cast. Episode 36. We out.
Trying to think of raps, but I'm only thinking Dion. Showing off my belly like I'm channeling Rion. You say these new rappers hot, I'm asking if the heat on. See, I'm a real entity, I'm not who you should speak on. I know I'm finna pop, like Kareon. I pull up in some Crocs, no Effion. When we gon' find something we can all agree on. If karma's so real, why we still got Europeans? Trying to think of raps, but I'm only thinking Dion. I break it from the shackles like my last name Freeman. I donated to PETA, but I still had the mink on. Third eye awake, sis, I'm not who you should sleep on. God, aliens, unicorns, demons. You say it don't exist just because you never seen one. Well, shit gon' change like I'm talking about the seasons. I'm keeping it real, I don't even need a reason. Trying to think of raps, but I'm only thinking Dion. I'm a stand-up lady, but I'm not who you should lean on. I've been first to the prize since my ass was a semen jerk. Hallelujah, rice and peas like I'm Caribbean. Eating hoes, but you thought I was a vegan. I used to hate myself, I wanted to be a Puerto Rican. And I betrayed myself, like what the hell was I thinking? I'm so fine, I'm running out of rhymes. Trying to think of raps, but I'm only thinking Dion. Trying to think of raps, but I'm only thinking Dion. I'm trying to think of raps, but I'm only thinking Dion. Trying to think of raps, but I'm only thinking Dion. Dion, 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 Dion.